called Fired, and it is about my disdain for Chip Kelly, set to the tune of Higher by Creed. We will do Pump It or Dump It for this song. Earlier in the show when we did it, like, everybody that called loved it. It was virtually unanimous. There were like three or four people that didn't like it. No, that's real. You and a couple of people didn't like it.
We didn't take all the calls, though.
Well, we'll do it again, and people will love it. All right, so here we go. This is Fired about Chip Kelly.
Lost to Atlanta by a field goal or less, Washington by a field goal or less, was game by a point. So if someone makes one more play, then we have an opportunity. But we didn't. Those aren't excuses, but it's what we really have to understand, how important each play is.
Your team was supposed to win the Super Bowl. Now we suck again. On Sundays, we'd rather stay asleep, cause we don't want to watch your crap team play. Cause we're longing for you to go away. Let a real coach come in and save the day. So please go down, please leave town today. Your offense blows them. We're gonna go 8-8.
Which team can execute, and then it comes down to executing. And really, and you know, as I said, in those three games, it comes down to executing one more play than your opponent executed. And they out execute us in those three games. Execute.
We won't kill you.
How we do.
It's a little pitchy.
Oh, shut up.
Pitchy and long.
I'm getting tired of your hate for what I do. All I do is I come in here every day. I got ideas. I'm an idea man. I come in here. I'm going to lay down tracks to make this show better so this show can continue to dominate afternoon ratings in the city. I bring it every day with this. 9 out of 10 days, I bring it. There's another day that usually I don't bring it, but 90% of the time, I'm bringing it when I'm on the air, right? I come and I bring you masterpieces like Fire to the tune of Higher by Creed. It's a jam. It's a great follow-up to what was a huge hit in Billy Davis Eyes. Hey, listen, it's hard to match Billy Davis Eyes. Let's keep it real, right? It's just like Frampton Comes Alive. Frampton Comes Alive is this gigantic album. I don't even know what the follow-up to Frampton Comes Alive is. You know why? Because nobody cares, because it wasn't as good as Frampton Comes Alive. But I'd argue that Fired, set to the tune of Higher by Creed, is just as good, if not better, than Billy Davis Eyes.
Well, I mean,
Billy Davis
that's not saying
better. This
much.
Is, this is good. And to Spike, why don't you can't keep criticizing until we bring till you bring something to the table.
That's
so.
True. We bring something to the table,
you know,
every
Josh,
day in terms of this, and you bring nothing.
You say you come with ideas. The thing about ideas is that they're not always good.
I see. Right. I don't like how I'm being sassed by everybody. This has become. I've become the butt of all your jokes.
Well,
is what it's been. All I've done.
You made it easy,
all I've
buddy.
Done is I've just changed and put a shot of life into afternoon radio in this city where everything was old and dull and stodgy and Mike Missinelli and lousy music and all that. That's all I've done since I've been here since February. All I've done is reinvigorated afternoon radio in the city of Philadelphia.
The
least you could do is just say, you know what, Josh, that sounded good. You're bringing life to the show. That's all I want. All I want for you to say is, you know what, Josh, that was good, and I'm proud to be on this damn show.
The thing about
that's all I want you to do.
The lousy music is that it seems like you just you just contributed more lousy music to Afternoon Drive in Philadelphia. I mean, what, 5.5, 6 minutes of it? That's longer than the original.
It's 2 minutes. It's a two-minute song. That's a two-minute song.
Should be two minutes.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to talk to the people. All right. 888-729-9494.
Well, that's killing to
people are going to love it. They loved it earlier, and the 5 o'clock people are going to love it, too. That song's going to be a staple. It's going to be played all over this radio station. Once everybody gets on board with me that Chip's a loser that should be fired as a head coach. He's a loser of an NFL coach, and he should be fired. At some point, other people will get on board with this, and they'll play it on every show, and it will be on the news, but it's not quite there. If they lose to Tampa this weekend, which is quite realistic, if they lose to Tampa this weekend, that's going to be an anthem. That's going to be played everywhere. You're going to hear that at the tailgates on Sunday. When you're walking around and people are grilling and you smell those tender and delicious burgers plumping up on the grill and hot dogs on the grill, when you do, you're walking around, someone's going to be jamming out hard to Fired. It's going to be a huge hit. And you can knock it, and you can hate me, and you can dump on me all you want, but all I've done with this show is just change the face of afternoon radio in this city with stuff like that. We're changing the game. We're game changers. What are we going to do? Oh, sorry. I'm not doing General Knowledge Wednesday. My bad. All I'm doing is bringing the ruckus. Mm. I bet you prefer General Knowledge Wednesday over the ruckus I bring.
Well, if the ruckus is anything like those two songs you've written, I might want some of those trivia questions.
Buzz Carrington.
Wow. Yeah. Teddy, you're on WIP.
Maybe what's Seinfeld up? Trivia?
Oh, wow, look at you.
I don't know.